So that's the new song from Hugo Valentine. It's called Rule the World. We'll get onto that in just a minute, but Hugo joins me on the line. Hugo, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Nice to speak to you. Last time we spoke was back in June. We were 12 weeks into lockdown, and you were doing okay. How's it been since then?
Much the same, I would say. I've sort of been using the time pretty solidly to write and produce and work on new records. Obviously the release has come, and it's just been really building to try and sort of hit the ground running when all the live stuff comes back.
Yeah, and I mean, for a lot of people, you know, those of us with ordinary boring office jobs, it's been a godsend to have all this technology that you can work from home. Is that still true for you, or do you need a studio?
Well, it's a mixture. I mean, I've got my own little studio away from home, which, you know, once things started to open up again, I was able to go to. But I can do stuff at home. It just depends. I mean, often if it's sort of technical things or improving things, then I can always do that at home. When I want to get creative, I actually prefer getting out of the house just to, you know, refresh my head and see a bit of the outdoors and you know, get inspired. But yeah, I mean, worst case scenario, I can do it all from home.
Now, just for those people who missed the original the interview we did back in June, you've had a really interesting career, because to quote your own PR, you're a multi-instrumentalist and you're classically trained, is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
you're very modest about that, but you kind of did the classical bit, but then you got into jazz, and that's kind of like a no-no in the classical world, surely.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange one, because jazz is the sort of, you know, the naughty brother of classical music. But actually, you know, what I've found now moving into the pop world is actually jazz, particularly classic jazz, has its kind of, I wouldn't say rules, but it has its sort of form. And I now see the jazz disciplines, not the same as classical, of course, but there is sort of similar, I don't know, I see a sort of similarity between the approaches, but obviously they're totally different sort of sides. But yes, in answer to your question, I would say jazz is frowned upon, or at least it was when I was training, a little bit by the classical side.
And let's be honest, all the jazz people would rather it that way, I'm sure. You don't want to be accepted. That means you'd have to leave. Now, this new single of yours, Rule the World, it's the third one that I've had sent through. We started with All I Want. Then we spoke back in June when you'd released My Friend. All I Want was the sort of thing, it's a good, solid radio play pop song in the current style. It's the sort of thing that you'd expect, sort of maybe Callum Beatty, Ollie Murs, Sam Smith, somebody like that. It's of that ilk. Would that be fair to say?
Well, I mean, thank you very much. That's very, very kind of you to say. I mean, I would say, yeah. I mean, I guess what I'm going for with that, and what I just tend to go for at the moment with my sort of sound is kind of singer-songwriter pop, but with obviously piano bass, but also with a bit of a kind of bigger production, you know, just to give it a bit more sort of, you know, sonic texture.
It certainly does. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, all those people you mentioned, you know, they're influences. So, you know, I'm very glad you think that.
Good. Now, My Friend, which was your last single, that really had quite a sort of personal feel to it. And I think I'm right in saying it was written about a friend of yours, wasn't it, who committed suicide?
Yeah, it was a sort of more personal, sort of had a more personal meaning, and it was indeed written about that. And you know, I often write about things that affect me, things that, you know, difficult things. You know, I do most of the time try and put a positive spin on it and make it upbeat. But obviously there are some things where I think there's a bit more, like a subject such as that, where in that scenario, a little bit more sort of trepidation maybe, and, you know, made the song turn out that way. So yes, I would say it's probably a little bit more personal, a little bit more sort of difficult in a way.
But now we've got a return to form with Rule the World, which, you know, that is, now this is a really interesting song, because I now I've got three of your songs. I feel I would feel comfortable buying an album now, because back in my day, you'd hear the first single from an artist, you think, oh, I really like that, and they go, well, it's off of his new album. You think, well, I'm going to go and buy that. I'm going to spend £9.99 or whatever an album cost back in my day, and you'd buy this album, and it would be that one track that you bought it for, and 7, 8, 9 other absolute fillers, load of old rubbish.
No.
And you think, well, that's only ever going to get played for this. Well, I just bought the single, I'd have been happy. But with yours now, I'd be comfortable to buy the album. Would that be fair? This is it. You've established your style now.
Well, I mean, first of all, thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. And I definitely, I think we've all been there where you sort of get really excited about someone because of a song you've heard, and then you rush to HMV, and then you buy the album, and you stick it on, and you think, oh, great, this is not right. What I expected. You know, when you're a kid, I was a kid in the 90s, you know, £10 or £12 an album, that's sort of hard saved cash.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, you didn't spend it lightly.
No. It's your question. I would say that definitely, you know, the next few sort of singles and the things that we've worked on and prepared are, you know, I would say those are sort of fairly representative of what an album would sound like, of course, with some variation and, you know, some different ideas. But I think, you know, I know, as we talked about, you know, before, like an album, sort of album culture now is not the same as it was, unfortunately.
No,
people,
no.
You know, people don't go out and, well, certainly not buy, maybe stream albums. But, you know, I think with the really mega artists, they do that. But, you know, for me to keep people interested and for them to sort of see my progression, I think it's important to keep things a little bit shorter and sharper with singles. Mm. But I always do have I do take a step back and see a sort of project in a sense, you know, so whether or not it'll come out as an album, you know, probably will at some point, but I definitely see this batch of songs as one particular kind of mood, you know, one part of my journey, if you like.
Indeed. Now let's talk about Rule the World, because it won't have gone unnoticed. There is another song by a certain four-piece male band of the same title. And when I played your song, I played it live on air, and it just struck me, I'm not accusing you of plagiarism or anything, it's not the same song, but I played Take That's Rule the World straight after, because I said, is it just me, but this, it doesn't sound the same, but it's the same feel, the same vibe. Is it just that the phrase Rule the World leads to a certain type of song being written, or did you actually, was Gary Barlow gently whispering in your ear while you wrote this one?
I mean, I would say, okay, take that comparison, thank you very much, I will take that any day of the week. That's, you know,
nothing wrong with a Gary Barlow tune.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you know, they're great songwriters, and you know, I would actually, you know, go so far as to say that their style is not a million miles away from mine in terms of, you know, what they do. And as far as the song's concerned, no, I would say probably just, you know, just sort of influence, and you know, again, just the sort of anthemic quality of their music definitely, you know, inspires me. You know, and I would say that probably it's just filtered in. Maybe there's something in the name. I don't know.
Mm.
Who knows? Maybe there's a sort of silent force at work.
Well, if your next single that comes out is called Relight My Fire, I'm giving up. Right. So, you guys, it's been great to catch up with you as always. Thanks ever so much indeed for coming on the live.
Thanks for having me.
We love the single. We'll keep it. We'll keep spinning it, and let us know when the next one comes out as well.
Awesome, I will do. Thanks for having me, Neil.